from Portland, Oregon. This is the Jewish Review Podcast. I'm Rock and Roll. Coming up this episode, communities, like buildings, count on foundations to help them endure for the long haul. To learn more about the Oregon Jewish Community Foundation, which serves just a role for Jewish communities in Portland and beyond, I paid a visit to OJCF's Director of Community Relations, Noah Rosenberg. We talked about the history of OJCF, the work they're doing today, and why you don't have to be rich to make a difference philanthropically. Stay with us. The Jewish Review Podcast is brought to you by the Jewish Federation of Greater Portland and their Los Angeles Fires Relief Fund. As fires rage in Los Angeles County and surrounding areas, support for shelter and other essentials for affected families is desperately needed. Make your gift today at jewishportland.org/LA County Fires. Now, here's Noah Rosenberg. Noah Rosenberg, welcome to the Jewish Review Podcast.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Appreciate it.
So tell me about your Jewish journey.
So I was born in Portland here. So my earliest memories are of seeing my dad, who was a cantor at Shari Torah, singing on the Bima from when I was just a baby. And he did that until about 2006. So I got to experience that pretty much every Saturday, which is really special. And my mom was always volunteering on some board, whether it was AIPAC in town or Federation or whatever it may be. She seemed like every once a week she was at a board meeting or an event when I was growing up. So it was always a part of our family from when I was a baby, even before then. My grandparents were, and still are, my grandma's both very involved in philanthropy. It seemed like they were always at a fundraiser, or my grandpa was writing these little checks to different charities every year. So I got to experience that a lot growing up too. I went to Maimonides Jewish Day School from kindergarten all the way up till third grade, and then transferred over to PJA and was there through eighth grade, went on the Israel trip, went to Lincoln High School in town and participated in Jewish Student Union there. I was involved with NCSY a little bit in high school and then went to Young Judea's Year Course in Israel. I went to their summer camps growing up, did a gap year there in Jerusalem, and then came back and was at University of Oregon and pretty involved at Chabad of Eugene with Rabbi Beryl down there. I started working at the Oregon Jewish Community Foundation about 2.5 years ago, and I wanted to work at an organization that helps to serve the entire Jewish community. I really enjoy all the work that all of the community organizations do, all the amazing people that make up our Jewish community and beyond. Working with them, it's just been a real honor. And I feel like our perspective of pluralist Judaism really fits my own philosophy. We think anybody who wants to participate in the community can and should, and whatever that looks like to them, we want to help support. So yeah, it's been a great journey and just the beginning, I think.
Excellent. And go Ducks on a side note.
Yeah.
You mentioned your work at the Community Foundation. Can you tell me a little bit about OJCF's history and how it's had its impact here in Portland on the community?
Yeah, absolutely. So Oregon Jewish Community Foundation, OJCF, was founded in 1989. It was spearheaded by Harold Polin and a few other members of the Jewish community. It was started a little bit different than a lot of Jewish community and community foundations in general. It was started with five organizations that had their long-term funds at different banks, pooling those funds together, creating an investment committee, and pooling those funds, those resources would grow more and more. So that's how it started, and that was the first 5 years of the organization. In 1994, the first donor advised fund was established. And a donor advised fund is essentially a philanthropic investment fund. Donors can donate money into a fund, could be the Rock and Roll Fund. And then we hold those funds and invest those funds. And then you could call up and make a grant request to Federation, for example, at any time. So that was the first donor advised fund was established in 1994. And we've really just grown a lot since then. In 2003, we introduced the Oregon Jewish Community Youth Foundation, which was actually started by a community member. And that now has a cohort of about 30, 35 high school students. They're in a grant program every year. Yeah, we're up to 35 organizations from that five organization mark now.
So just on a nuts and bolts basis, you alluded to this a little bit, but how does the foundation's work operate?
Yeah, so I would say that on a 30,000 foot view, there's a couple of ways. Donations and grants are the main ones. So like I said, you can make a donation, whether it's cash or stock or a more complex asset, into a fund. We're a 501c3, so it's a tax deductible donation into a fund. And then those funds are invested for the long term. We're very focused on long-term growth. Then you could call us, email us, and say, hey, I want to make a grant from my fund. We administer that grant to the nonprofit of your choice.
Mm-hmm. So when we say a more complex asset, something like land or...
I would say primarily what we work with are gifts of real estate or business interest. Mm-hmm. In the past, we've accepted a gift of airspace. I wasn't here for that, but I've heard that happened. So yeah, really, if it's something that we have a gift acceptance policy and all that, but we can work with more complex assets, which really is helpful when we're working with some of the organizations we work with that maybe don't have the infrastructure in place to accept those assets, but mm-hmm. you know, they have donors that want to make that gift to them. We can accept that on their behalf and then help with the administration.
Nice. And for the folks that are receiving those grants, the organizations that are doing the work and the community, how do they find you? How do you find it? Where's the connection made?
Yeah, within the Jewish community, we try to meet with and understand the needs and the impact of all the organizations in Portland, Oregon, Southwest Washington as best we can. And then we have a large database of donors that have a fund with us or otherwise, and they have organizations that they care about. And so if a grant is made to an organization, we do a lot of due diligence and research, make sure it's going to the right place and for the right reasons, and follow up on that. And then we try to connect with our grantees as much as possible. Just check it with them, make sure they know we're here. We know they're there. And we also try to be proactive about what our donors are interested in. And so if we have a donor that may be interested in animal welfare, you know, we want to be aware of 10, 15, 20 plus organizations in Oregon or even nationally, if that's their interest, that are working on that and making an impact and maybe try to match their needs with our donors' philanthropic wants and desires.
I think we work for organizations, the two of us, that I think sometimes get conflated in terms of their mission and scope with you at the Community Foundation and myself working for Federation. What are the distinguishing features between OJCF and Federation?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question. I would say one of the main differentiators is our focus on planned giving. We work a lot with donors and with organizations on planned giving and after lifetime giving. We know that many people in the community want to make an impact and have a legacy after they pass. And so we help a lot with stewarding those gifts and then holding those gifts, whether it's behalf of the community or for a community organization or for the donor. They want to, you know, list multiple organizations or even one as a beneficiary. We can help accept those gifts, whether it's cash, stock, or a complex asset, turn it into philanthropic funds, and then help with the distribution every year, hopefully in perpetuity.
Yeah. And planned giving, I think that sounds like that has a lot to do with legacy giving, like something
absolutely
that's transmitted after a person passes away, but it runs deeper than that, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And we see trends more and more in philanthropy where people want to see an impact of their gifts before they pass away. And so we see trends across the board nationally where if someone does have a planned gift commitment, their annual giving goes up as well. And so we help with the stewardship of those gifts, and hopefully it'll also increase engagement with the community organizations that they're interested in year over year. And the organizations will be able to steward those donors year over year as well.
In Jewish communal work, we talk a lot about this word tzedakah. It's usually interpreted as charity, but the literal translation is justice. How do you see these multiple meanings of this word coming together in your work and in the work of the foundation on a broad scale?
I think conflate justice to tikkun olam, or healing the world, and that principle guides us in all that we do. It's a big part of our vision for the community and with the community. And giving philanthropy and investing in philanthropy over the long term, even as a legacy gift, it is the actualization of that justice through charity.
I think there's this perception that one needs to be particularly wealthy to be engaged with the work of the Community Foundation, but that's not necessarily the case, is it?
No, definitely not. We can accept gifts of all sizes, and we are much more focused on creating a culture of philanthropy in Oregon and Southwest Washington. We really just want to accept any gift, and we want to help people on their philanthropic journey. We are focused on philanthropy from as young as 12 years old through our B'nai Tzedek program all the way through planned giving. We really believe in, like you said, in tzedakah, mm-hmm. and anyone and everyone who can participate should participate in that, because at the end of the day, it's helping make the world a better place. It's helping to heal the world. So yeah, while I think philanthropy is really equated to large gifts or large estates, and while that's certainly true, it also includes anybody who wants to give tzedakah, big or small.
Yeah, and that would include like donor-advised funds where someone can direct what those funds do, even if those funds aren't necessarily very large.
Absolutely. We do have a minimum to get started with a donor advised fund at $1,800, but we do you know, we send out grants for as small as $250. And this is definitely something that we're passionate about too, is to continuing to make philanthropy accessible for everyone in our community.
Yeah. When I hear that minimum amount, I honestly would have thought that would have been higher. So that's really cool that that's open to a broad scope of the community. You've got some exciting programs that are coming up, some grant opportunities for folks that are opening.
Absolutely. So our grants application processes are open to organizations. Very soon upcoming is the Oregon Jewish Community Youth Foundation grant program. This is our high school age student philanthropy program. They hold a grant application each year, and it's open to organizations that I believe this year their focus is on anti-Semitism. Stay tuned for that. That'll be coming out soon. And they have a benefit dinner coming up in April. And they raise money and then they give grants out and they make all those selections. It's a really great program to develop the next generation of philanthropic leaders in our community. And we recently just opened the Community Endowment Fund grant process. That will be closing at the end of January. This fund is a grant process that supports community organizations, initiatives in Oregon, Southwest Washington, our focus area. This is our second year of a RFP grant application process. And this year, we're requesting proposals for innovative and collaborative programming that focuses on one of the following areas, which are addressing anti-Semitism, intergenerational philanthropy, promoting dialogue and discourse between disparate communities, and Jewish continuity and connectivity. We've been working a lot in collaboration with Federation, especially from the study that was done a couple years ago to guide the Community Endowment Fund grant process. We have this process to respond to the needs of the community year over year. And we feel that from that study and our connection with the community, these are focus areas that are a big need, especially collaboration. We are definitely encouraging organizations to apply in conjunction with each other, two or more organizations to apply together on joint programming that fits into one of those above areas.
What are some of the organizations the Community Endowment Fund has supported in recent years and some of the work that those organizations are doing?
Last year, we focused a lot on cultural programming to promote Jewish connection and connectivity in the community. And so first was Bubby's Kitchen at Shir Tikva. This is a program based around community gathering and learning about Jewish food, Jewish cultural food, and cooking that food together. We also support each year the BB360 Youth Philanthropy Program. They have this at their summer camps, and it's pretty similar to our Jewish Community Youth Foundation, where they learn about nonprofits, they learn about tzedakah and what that means, and then they work in Lincoln County with the local community on making grants out there. We also have been supporting the work that NCSY is doing at the Jewish Student Unions. This is in response that they faced from the school districts and from the principals of the school districts with more of a demand for Jewish community gathering at the high schools and middle schools there in response to added anti-Semitism in Portland and beyond.
You mentioned earlier the B'nai Zedek program. That's something I wanted to touch on a little more because that's really getting them started young.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. It's a great program. Susan Bernaker, Collaborative Giving Director, runs that program, and it's in collaboration with synagogues in Portland and hopefully around the state in Southwest Washington. We're a pretty new program, so we're continuing to grow it, but it engages Bar and Bat Mitzvah students, 12 to 14 about, and there's four sessions a year to learn about tzedakah and philanthropy and what's going on in the community. And at their Bar Bat Mitzvah and B'nai Mitzvah, we match a grant of up to $250 to get them started with the fund at OJCF. And that fund is there, you know, as long as they want. And hopefully they will use it to make grants to community organizations that they care about as they continue to grow and get older.
And continue to add to that fund.
Absolutely. Ideally. Yes, definitely.
Well, one thing you mentioned, I think it's important to touch on is that it's the Oregon Jewish Community Foundation. So you guys are covering all of Oregon and Southwest Washington. What are some of the programs perhaps that are out of the Portland area that people might not know about?
Yeah, absolutely. So touching back on the Community Endowment Fund, that grant program funded a few organizations outside of Portland last year. They provided two grants to the Jewish Federation of Lane County. One of them was for senior brunches, which is the primary demographic that they serve, getting that community together more and more and creating those connections there. We supported a program at Temple Beth Tikva in Bend that brought together different synagogues and members of the community for dialogue and discourse sessions. And then, yeah, we have partners, one down in Ashland, Temple Emek Shalom, a few in Eugene, Temple Beth Israel, and Jewish Federation of Lane County. as well as Oregon, Oregon State Hillel, and then Beit Am in Corvallis, the Jewish center there. We supported a new organization that's fiscally sponsored by them through the Community Endowment Fund called Sacred Heart, Sacred You, and they ran a retreat for women and non-binary individuals for Rosh Chodesh to get together. So that's definitely important to us. We do serve all of Oregon and Southwest Washington. We wanted to continue to grow that outreach and engage individuals that are interested in philanthropy throughout the state and in Southwest Washington.
Well, we talked about long-term planning, particularly for donors. What are some of the long-term goals that Foundation has in its work?
Yeah, I think that we want to continue to focus on endowments, whether mm-hmm. that's for organizations so they can be receiving funds each year in perpetuity to support their operations or specific programming, or through donor endowments that, again, support organizations they care about year over year in perpetuity. We want to continue to actualize our differentiator and really the thing that we feel is our role here, which is planned giving and through endowments, through scholarships, and through funds like that. Great. I also think that we want to continue to have the day-to-day Jewish engagement and community mm-hmm. engagement. That's really important to us, too, is to be involved with the organizations, community, know what they're doing, what impact they're trying to make, what their needs are, and then make those connections with our donor base and try to be sort of that philanthropic matchmaker between donors and organizations.
That's awesome. So if somebody wants to get connected with the foundation, either donor who's wanting to build a fund or someone who's looking to do work that could potentially be funded by Foundation, what's the best way for them to get in touch?
Email us, call us, go on our website, ojcf.org, and reach out to one of our team members here. And whatever, you know, you're interested in doing, we will connect you with the right person. I also think that if you're someone who has a connection to community organizations in Oregon or Southwest Washington, to connect with them and talk about your philanthropic goals and what you're interested in. And, you know, hopefully it's a good fit for OJCF as well. We feel that we can hold those philanthropic funds long-term. If you're interested in supporting an organization or multiple organizations, that's why we're here.
Noah Rosenberg, thank you so much for joining us
on
the Jewish Review Podcast.
Appreciate it, Rocky. Thank you.
That's all for this episode of the Jewish Review Podcast. A big thanks to Noah Rosenberg and the whole team at OJCF for all the work they do to support Jewish life around the area. As Noah mentioned, you can learn more about the foundation's work at ojcf.org. If you like this episode, please leave a 5-star review on the podcast platform of your choice to help others find our show. Subscribe to get our latest episode every 2 weeks, and tell a friend. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, please reach out by email to editor@jewishportland.org. Don't forget, you can get the latest news from Portland's Jewish community by subscribing to The Jewish Review online at jewishportland.org/Jewish Review. The Jewish Review podcast is a production of the Jewish Federation of Greater Portland. Our associate editor is Karone Blau-Rothstein. Special thanks to Daniel Berger. Our theme music is by Isaac Joel. I'm Rocky Roll. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, all the best.